For WNPR News, I'm Harriet Jones. In the wake of Hurricane Maria, many people around Connecticut have been collecting supplies to help the relief effort in Puerto Rico. But it's difficult to get those supplies to where they need to be, particularly to the more remote areas of the territory. I met with one team that's working to do just that.
Well, on deck here we have used sails, Dacron sails. They're good as tarps, as temporary roof coverings over homes that have lost their roof.
I'm getting a tour around a 56-foot ketch moored at a dock in Stonington, where Captain Sequoia Sun has been loading supplies.
This is all boxes of medical supplies that were donated that we're taking down to Puerto Rico and some to Haiti as well.
This one-boat relief effort will sail down the east coast over the next few weeks, gathering more donations as it goes, before sailing on to Puerto Rico. Sun says he's been in contact with the mayor of Vieques, a small Puerto Rican island, to ask what to bring.
Insect repellent, ice, so we want to raise money to buy an ice maker. Generators, they need lights that are solar-powered or battery-powered. They need radios, tools and screws and nails to rebuild their houses. They need tarps and tents and things for temporary shelter.
Stonington woman Gian Nickel has sailed on two previous humanitarian missions to Haiti with the captain. She says all of her friends wanted to help.
Oh, the response has been wonderful. Everybody feel that they want to do something, but they don't know exactly what to do. So when you tell them, I have this plan and this is where I'm going and you want to participate, people always say yes and they say, let us know what we can do.
While the scale of the problem in Puerto Rico might seem overwhelming, Captain Sequoia Sun says he's looking to have a very particular impact.
Most of the large NGO and governmental agencies, whether it's the FEMA or Red Cross or whoever it is, they go to the big population centers where the most people are. But that leaves the little people and the little villages on the small islands saying, well, where's our help? And so that's where we go.
The ketch is currently moored in Essex and collecting more donations before sailing on. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.